American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the National Intelligence Reports, October the 4th, 2023. This is hour two of the National Intelligence Report. I am filling in for William Repillum. This is John Stadmiller's National Intelligence Report. And I have Lynn from Maryland on the line with me. We were talking about this law professor at Duke who was presenting a nightmare scenario with headbands and brainwaves and surveillance at the WEF. Let me toss it back to you.
Well, thank you, but, you know, she'll tell you how great it is. And actually, you know, you want to help all of those poor quadriplegics and everything. And you know, people with brain injuries and, you know, there's all this ethical reason to do this because veterans make perfect guinea pigs. Or lab rats, I guess, would be a better word. I actually had one of the first autonomous vehicles, just so you know. I had DigiDrive. It was a nightmare. But the thing about all of this is they're 20 to 30 years ahead of what you can even imagine. I spent years researching all of this. 11 years ago, I was trying to tell people, look up the Converging Technology study that they started in 2000 that was supposed to take 20 years. They finished it by 2010, and the title, the ending title, is Converging Technologies to Enhance Human Performance. And you can find it on the National Science Foundation website or the Government Printing Office, so nsf.gov or gpo.gov. And Patrick, what he was saying was perfect. The thing is, 5 years ago, they were telling people that all of your devices and cell phones will be ubiquitous within 10 years. I'm amazed that it hasn't happened already, because people are going to step right up and say, oh, let me buy it, because nobody considers the consequences of advancement. What is coming next, and what are you getting for free, and what are they playing you for? Because we're living in an open-air prison if we are using any of this technology, and that's the reality. Listen to the Chips and Science Act Senate Commerce Committee meeting today. I mean, you know, none of this is even regulated. AI is not regulated. There's no NIST standards. There's some suggested guidelines, but I would recommend a couple books. Zuboff's book, Susanna Zuboff, The Age of Surveillance Capitalism. And in that, she does get into how, you know, it's Skinner conditioning, open-air prison, lab rats. We're like a bunch of animals in a preserve is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to be the dog with the electronic dog collar. How'd y'all do with your experiment today? I can tell you nothing went off in my house because I don't have wireless. And what I can tell you is, unlike drugs or alcohol, your addiction is much worse to your technology, wireless and screens, than anything you could drink or stick in a vein. But you won't go through withdrawal that way, and you won't realize the difference for about 6 weeks after you get away from it. And now with 5G, I'm not sure how you're going to get away from 5G. Believe me, I've been on the phone with Capitol Hill for weeks over this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want my liberty protected. I don't want anybody telling me I have to use the internet. I'm not stupid. I know how to code. I used to be on the internet, and I lived on my cell phone. I don't have any wireless in my house. I am not on the internet. I do not have a cell phone. I will not do electronic banking. I will not buy crap on the internet or with the phone. You know, I'll use a credit card occasionally, but usually I write a check. Okay, the other book is Tim Wu's written two books, and actually they're important because you'll get the big picture going back to the beginning of, you know, like Bell Labs, AT&T, and actually all of this is a trap, and we are entrapped, and we keep buying into it, and we need to have some sense. You know, buy some stamps and a piece of paper, for God's sake.
I remember mailing
the
letters. Yeah, that's why
switch.
I give the... Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. That's why I give out the number, you know. I mean, the address every time I get a chance.
I used to love to get a letter.
I mean, I am that old.
You know, okay, but Tim Wu has two books, The Master Switch, The Rise and Fall of Information Empires, because exactly what happened, like with Bell and AT&T, and remember, they have actually gathered every bit of internet data since the internet. Okay, there's nothing you've done that isn't collected. They can analyze you by how fast you click a link, how you type, how you move your mouse. It is amazing how they can put all the information together. And it's not some guy sitting on the couch. It's AI doing it. They've reverse engineered our brains. They're going to put them in robots. I mean, think of, you know, the super soldier. You can't even kill the damn thing, you know? Okay, and the other book that Wu wrote was The Attention Merchants. But we
the attention merchant, did you say?
Attention for junk. Okay.
You said the attention merchant, right?
Yeah, that was his second book. That... I would read Master Switch first. And he actually, it's not even really outdated. But, you know, if you look around, think, people are not very smart anymore. We've got people in their 20s that don't know how to read a map. They don't read a book.
You're right.
I mean, we have medical students.
People in their 30s even are lost without GPS. I see that sometimes.
They're going through medical school. They don't read a book. They just put their earbuds in and listen to a PDF, tell them what the book says. How much do you think they absorb while they're running around running errands or exercising? You know, all they're going to learn is what they do when they're a resident.
Yeah. I mean, that's another whole level of indoctrination. The way that the doctors, it's more like boot camp and training them into the protocols instead of thinking and learning and trying to do something for someone's health.
No critical thinking. People, you tell people, you could tell somebody the dumbest, most outrageous damn thing on the planet. If they even heard you say it, they wouldn't even think to question it.
Yeah, it's idiocracy. I mean, that's what it's becoming. You're right, idiocracy. And, you know, when this technology that they are giving away, if it's quote-unquote free, then you are the product. I mean, it is our compliance to the master's wishes are that product. That's what they're selling. They're giving that to us.
Challenge. Turn off, and I mean, it will disconnect all the cables from your devices. Disconnect your router, unplug all your gadgets, your TV, keep a radio, have a landline cell phone that plugs into an outlet without going into an electrical thing other than that, you know, that phone cable, and try it for a month. If you can make it two, I think you deserve an award. Because, believe me, you can do it because I did it. But I have to tell you, it was hard. And there's so much wireless devices. I remember being like 3 or 4 weeks into it going, oh, you know what? I turned off the computer and everything, but that wireless mouse and keyboard are still there. Now, they weren't going anywhere because the computer's off and disconnected, right? But, I mean, things we don't even think about. And the eye damage, no one warned you about the radiation. And, you know, 30 years ago, a doctor warned me because my father had cancer and was having radiation. They over-radiated him. And this guy actually explained that No, don't worry about that. It's okay. What it would be much worse if it was ELF. If it was low-dose radiation, it would be more dangerous. And I thought, this guy's an idiot. He's just lying. Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't an idiot. I figured he was just covering his butt and lying to us. No! When I started researching wireless, I was like, oh, my God, he was telling us the truth. Think John McCain, Bo Biden, Ted Kennedy, all three of them died of glioblastoma. In my Sunday paper, mm-hmm. every week somebody dies of glioblastoma. How many people have prostate cancer? All that research is in Canada and other countries. They won't allow it here. NIMH did a study 5-6 years ago, and it showed significant cognitive decline in older people if they just had a cell phone on or off in the same room with them. And that's
that makes
people.
Sense. It just, it's, yeah,
what about
it,
little
yeah.
developing the, brains?
The thing about it is when you look into the screen, okay, you are no longer in your location. You're not where you are anymore. You're wherever that is in the screen. Whatever you are thinking about or look, you're not in the same location as the people around you. And it breaks down communication to that level. I just
well, and you're also in multiple places at one time, but here's mm-hmm. the reason I got offline, and here's the thing, and people please listen to this. Take it in, think about it. Because I heard this at 2 a.m. and because I was offline immediately, it took me 3 years to verify it was true. And it was true. But I knew in my gut it was true when I heard it because I'd done a lot of research on virtual reality. The thing with virtual reality is like if you were playing a game or something with goggles on, whatever's on mm-hmm. that screen, your brain takes it in as complete truth. Well, this woman was doing an interview, not even about this. She just got off on a tangent with somebody she'd been talking to earlier in the day who was a techie out in Silicon Valley. And the guy told her that they had started running virtual reality in the background of all browser screens. And immediately I was like, what? And then she said, but he told me it didn't matter because it's not like you have a lens or anything. And I sat straight up, like 2 a.m. when I was almost asleep, went, oh, dear God, no. I mean, I even, as I say this, get goosebumps telling you, because my first thought was, why do we have screensavers? And then my second thought was, our eyeballs have lenses. So whatever is back there in that screen, our brain has taken it in, and even though we don't know it, our brain knows it to be utter, absolute, total truth. And for those of you who are Christians, if that is the image of the beast, you're already bowing down to it if you have a device you're bowing down to. And there's no taking it back.
Lynn, you remind me of something I saw about subliminal messaging that's in movies and all kinds of things.
It's actually worse than that.
Yes. Yeah, I saw a street scene in Asia, and there were several women lined up across the road and a guy on the sidewalk. And just when, as they stood together, the clothes they were wearing spelled out the word obey. And you wouldn't notice it at first, but once you see it, you can't unsee it, you know? It just like, and you may have seen that movie, They Live, you know, where the guy had the sunglasses and he could see that.
I don't watch any images anymore. Uh-huh. And the other thing is, they've had the ability to supplant thoughts in people's heads now for well over 10 years, probably 20 if not longer, and voices. Remember all of the Arabs that came out of that cave in the first Gulf War? I mean, listen to Nick Baggish. He talks about the whole thing with talking into your head. I mean, it's like, you know, nobody needs to wear a wire, you know. But, I mean, they can actually do thoughts in your own voice in your own head. So you just think you were thinking something.
Hmm. Well,
you know,
I have
and
heard
if you're around
they have
technology,
voice,
they have the ability to do it. So you volunteered. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. You need to think about this. It sounds hooey-ish, but it's not. This is very well advanced. When Obama did that thing about the Brain Initiative, I was like, oh, my God, check mark. It's done. They've mapped the brain. They were then beginning to reverse engineer it.
Well, I have heard about this technology for a while, but, you know, I think I don't know that that they can put the faults in. I've seen the patents that say that they do have devices that will give them voice to skull transmission of words. I don't know. Now, I don't know. I guess that it probably would be the own person's voice somehow if it's not coming.
Implant your dreams. Mm-hmm.
That would make sense that you hear your own thoughts.
Woman, Laura and a friend had the same dream about each other. And it's like, you know, she's a scientist and does all this lab work. She's actually being their lab rat for somebody else. She didn't give her consent, obviously. But what are the odds of that? Of course somebody was doing an experiment on her and her friend. Come on.
Oh. I did not hear that. You told me that. I did not know that about that woman, but she had was hawking this technology as that. Oh, and it was amazing, this technology she had in the cartoon. They all wore headbands, and their brain activity was monitored.
It's an
EEG.
Then,
you know, more than that, apparently.
To reverse engineer your brain, not yours, but everybody's, and then to create robotics that have human brains.
I think it's just hokey. I don't think they have that technology. They just want us to think that they have it, Lynn. I think I think it
they
does the same way
the
that NASA was.
God people.
I'm sorry, say that again.
They want to be God.
Well, yeah, that's their goal, but they're nowhere near that. They just think
they're
that they can.
They're getting pretty
close. It's to the point where they can monitor a few different things, but as far as thinking what this thought is now and that one, like you say, they mapped the brain, but they mapped one person's brain at one point.
10 years ago, when I was doing this research, I went down rabbit holes on DARPA and contractors' websites, and the information was there. The studies had been done. A lot of it, I had to go to other nations' websites to do it, but I had access to a lot of scientific journals. I mean, it is amazing what they have, how much success they have had. Read her book, but don't take her word for it. Read between the lines, because you don't want to take her damn advice.
No, there was someone arrested for something that they had been planning, and their thoughts gave them away. A literal thought crime in this cartoon, you know, that this world that she saw it. And of course, you know, it's all this benefit that her sleep schedule and yada, 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 and stress levels and all this. And she's interfacing with the internet, and her computer, just with her brain back and forth in that headband.
And then you have to think people are so stupid. They'll send an email that just, you know, totally proves that they're guilty, but people talk with those audio devices sitting on their kitchen counter, so they, you know, they've gotten tracked that way, their damn doorbell cameras. And but actually, they sell themselves, but unlike like a lie detector test, you might be able to lie and get away with it. Doing an EEG in line? No. They'll catch you, because two areas of your brain fire at the same time. You can't not get caught with an EEG. It's different than a regular lie detector that's just doing body sensors.
Well, you paint a nightmare scenario.
And
so does this other woman.
Study. I mean, it has been around now for 23 years or 13 years, but it started 23 years ago. And the best part of it is, look at who was involved. Anybody who was anybody, politician or scientist, is named in that study. It's about 400 pages, but it's all about leading us up to transhumanism. I mean, that's the whole purpose. It's like Annie Jacobson's book about the Pentagon and DARPA. That's the purpose.
Hey, I hear the break coming up, Lynn. Thanks. Thanks very much.
All right, but I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. You're welcome. 512-248-8252. Thought criminals, call into the National Intelligence Report if you want to join the conversation, and we'll be right back after the break.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back, y'all. All you RBN thought criminals, thanks for listening. This is the National Intelligence Report. Your guest host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and I host Thought Crime Live Saturday mornings from 9 to 8 to 10 Central. That stuff Lynn was talking about with the technology, DARPA is just, it is just the kind of the cybernetics thing that I was talking about. It all goes back to that, this military device and stuff that they've been doing. I think that there's a lot of fraud in it, honestly, that they are pumping up some, wow, whiz-bang wonder weapon stuff to these generals and stuff that it's just stuff that they say it's off the shelf, but it's just something that somebody with they claim super, I guess, enhancement of the abilities that they just can't produce. But if they had something in, say, UV writing, and then they had a particular lens, some contact lens somebody could do, they could do it that way. These things that they're saying that they would be able to do. And, you know, they just selling them a bill of goods. But the technology that I saw in this DARPA presentation that was described about altering the mRNA and delivering payloads with the lipid nanoparticles and stuff. This was back, I think, 2018, 2019. That guy whose video I played, the Giga on Biological, played it. And then I mentioned it, and Greg Reese played the same one. And this bald-headed guy, I mean, I forgot his name. I think Robert Revolt might have mentioned it, played it too. And he looks almost like a Greenblatt from the ADL in that video. And he just was going on and on about all this stuff that they could do. And then the scenario that he painted, the picture he painted of the tech, how they could seed something in one location and then another, and then use the media to pump that fear and get the pandemic going. It went, that's what happened. You know, I mean, look, it all does fit that the same kind of thing that Jonathan Cooley was saying about how if they were able to do that kind of tech, had that technology and spray that particular lipid nanoparticle. He said, not so much whether to think the virus as real or not, it was like the lipid nanoparticle could be cloned. They can make clones of these exosomes, okay, and release them. Now, and that could be done and seed an area so that it's going to come up and test positive on a particular test that they've already created, and they've got billions of them. So they know where they're going to seed it and when, and can change the cycle. Number of cycles on the test to, you know, make cases go up and down. It is a design for tyranny and has been. I mean, they've been working on this for a while, and that's once you see that, I mean, it doesn't matter to debate all of that stuff about the virology. Yeah, there's a lot of fraud there, but you can see what they've been doing with it, and that's where their head is. I mean, Fauci and these narcissistic doctors that we have, they just get it. It's just, yeah, it's frightening. I agree with Lynn on that level. These people are so arrogant and they have evil designs for us, and whatever they can learn, they twist it and use it against us. That's they get, but with the promise, okay, the promise of all these things just right around the corner, just right over the hill. You know, the future is so bright you got to wear shades, kind of thing, and it doesn't turn out because that was just, if we can sequence the human genome, that was that big project. But what they were doing was patent research. That's what the deal was with creating the human, you know, mapping the genome and all that, and the altering technology. That was so they could patent stuff and keep cycling it. It hasn't been turned to our benefit at all. It's just, what is wrong with these people? You know, a normal person wouldn't use this technology for that. These masters of war just really, they can get to me sometimes, you know. And I rant about it all the time, and I do appreciate you guys listening. I do want to mention that clip I played where the biologist went back all the way to our quote-unquote revolution, more people are starting to wake up to that too, you know, that this thing was designed that way from the beginning, that we were fooled over here. And it were like a project, the American project of these banksters, Rothschild and company. And it's like now they're kind of harvesting the last little bit of what's left here. It's, you look at the other Five Eyes and the tyranny that they have endured with losing their weapons. And I'm surprised that it hasn't happened here. You know, I'm glad that we still are clinging to that, but they are coming after that, folks. That thing in New Mexico and then Oregon where it made it basically illegal to have – I mean, they want to put the color of law on things the same way that they just bypassed any quote-unquote a constitutional constraints on government to send troops to Korea with a emergency action with a treaty. They want to use a pandemic, a health treaty, to come after your gun rights. Say, hey, I hear the first a break coming up, folks, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And welcome back, everyone. I'm your guest host for the National Intelligence Report, Stephen Douglas Widener. I'm the host of Thought Crime Live Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 Central on RBN. And I have another caller. Next up, I have Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark. How are you tonight, sir?
Not too bad, Stephen. You be good.
Right. I'm good, man. I'm doing. If I was any better, I'd be illegal. I've been enjoying life the best I can.
Well, that's good. Listen, the only reason I called is because I want to remind people what a technology is. A technology, when you boil it right down to it, it's a contrivance of man called a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And with that in mind, I wonder what you might think is man's oldest technology.
Language.
That's
be my
right.
guess.
That's exactly
is the
right.
first industrial tool, yes, sir.
So anyway, I'm going to leave a few things with you and your listeners just for fun. There's something that anybody can read for free on the internet. And I've read it 4 or 5 times. It's really good. It's called The Anatomy of Slave Speak. The Anatomy of Slave Speak. It was written by a guy named Frederick Mann in 1997. He copyrighted it. Mm. And You can find that at climateviewer.com. Jim Lee, the proprietor, got permission from Frederick Mann to republish that in a nice, easily downloadable form. And when you get through that and you make sure you understood every damn word you read in that article, it's not that lengthy. Then you can say that, man, you got a handle on something called slave speak. And here's another thing you can read. It's called Chinese Contracts.
Okay. By Jim Bullock.
And this is something he wrote for something called Amplify Your Effectiveness Conference years ago, but it's easily found. Just simply Chinese Contracts, Jim Bullock, B-U-L-L-O-C-K. And then you can get an understanding about what actual contracting is. In other words, like when you trade for something, people don't realize that even this thing we call money is a contrivance of man, no different than language, because they're both tools. And so when we put all these things together, we realize how easily we can be bamboozled as human beings. Just look at something called cognitive dissonance. This is a universal trait that man has. And then
I have to agree with you, Lark. I was thinking this myself earlier. A lot of times people will cling to the ideas they have, like that, oh, we just need to get back to this Constitution, you know. Man, men failed the Constitution. It didn't fail us, the kind of thing. If that's your thought, you're going to have cognitive dissonance if you try to learn the truth. Nobody wants to know their mom's a whore, basically. I can understand how I used to be there. You know, I have advanced the knowledge I have of the actual history of events more the past few years than in the whole 55, 60 before, you know, and it ain't pretty.
Yeah, let's put it this way. Here's something else, a little secret everybody needs to be privy to. Everybody lies. That's it. And you can learn about that a little bit more by just doing a search for something called some philosophizing about lying. BenBest.com. BenBest.com. And then look who this guy Ben Best is and what is he working on, you know, just to get a little better read on that. And of course, I've circulated for a few years now something on in an email chain called Communitarian Buzzwords. These are words that we think mean one thing, but they mean something else entirely. And we repeat them all the time without thinking. And so what are we doing? We're sowing the seeds of our own destruction. We are essentially spreading a mind virus. And especially younger people that are getting completely sucked into this system with this peculiar language that we as older people, we recognize as peculiar, you know? Go ahead.
Diversity, equity, inclusion, words like that. Which particular buzzwords were, I've read this, but I don't remember the particular buzzwords you mentioned.
Well, I mean, the list grows on and on and on. I mean, right now, the lexicon's at least 250, you know. Nikki Rapana wrote them, wrote about them in her book called The Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. Anybody can read it on the Internet. She called it communitarian buzzwords in the form of a word cloud. But then she also wrote another section. This is in the appendices. It's called Big Mother's Double Tongue Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody wants to email me sometime, I'll send you the same list. But the thing is we're not going to win this war, which really is kind of a cybernetic war and a meme war, a spiritual war, an economic war, because we're, we are all subject to to what's called total war. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of war that's being waged on us, whether we realize it or not. And there's all kinds of warfare. And of course,
I think you're right, Lark. I do believe that we are the ones that are having war waged on us. That's ultimately what it is. All of this stuff that our government does to protect. We're the enemy for them. People have been killed by government more than anything else, you know, anything else in history, I think.
Yep. And then when you get, you know, I called into Chris's show today, Road Warrior Radio this morning, and I said that, you know, nowadays, communitarianism is a system in which we all wage war against each other.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's been deliberately engineered and designed as much. Do we think that the soldier boys are actually protecting Americans at home? Do we think that the men in blue, which is now the men in black, are there to protect us? What do we think modern policing is all about, if not participating in false flag operations?
Oh, well, the men in white coats, too, that are supposedly there to help you, that No, they were not really helping you.
Yeah, the American people have been warred upon since 1945 when they fluoridated the water supply at the water treatment plants in Detroit.
Absolutely. I agree completely, Lark. Yeah. You're preaching to the choir here, brother. I do agree with all of that. It's been a hard thing to realize it and come to terms with it. You know, it just, well, my dad tried to warn me many years ago when he was in there in the Himalayan foothills fighting behind Japanese lines for like 6 months with Merrill's Marauders during World War II, and it scarred him, and he told me war was a racket and it wasn't a game. You know, you kids out here playing war. He said, no, war ain't no game. And then he took me to see Patton, too, the movie Patton, and told me that what we'd been told about the war was a lie, that they'd murdered Patton and the other guy. It was Lawrence of Arabia, too.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at things I learned as a 9-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, how old was I? I was 8 years old in 1962, Okinawa, Japan. I mean, that place was a paradise for a young boy. You know, the young boys like to play combat because our parents were all in the military, you know. You know, we'd go into these caves, and we'd see piles of bones against the cave wall, you know, held up with a pile of rocks. And we'd find Japanese helmets with bullet holes in them. And we learned about the bazooka, you know, and we learned about the flamethrowers that were used to take that island. And then I learned about something called Suicide Cliff. And this is a culture that's got a bronze statue dedicated to the Chinaman that introduced the sweet to the purple Okinawan potato to the islanders. I mean, he's regarded as a hero. That's the culture that we took out. And then we learned later on that those so-called nuclear detonations at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they were really the same kind of firebombings that we witnessed in Dresden, in Germany. But somehow we got taken in by this idea that there's now this terrible weapon that can level a whole city the size of Dallas or New York with one strike. And we've been living in fear ever since, and they've been playing on it ever since.
Yes, sir. Duck and cover. It's all a big show, man, just like the space race was, too. And now I think a lot of this stuff that we're being shown as, you know, just over the horizon technology reveals to me more and more the intent of these people that are employing it and what they want to do to us. It's obvious they hate our guts. I mean, they fluoridated our water. They want to keep us. How was it Lynn that put it this way? Somebody, a caller, put it that we're just like animals in the shock collars, and they're controlling all of us. That's exactly what they want to do. Plus, on top of that is the digital panopticon aspect of it, where we're watching each other for them. You know, data mining here. They're using our phones and our Ring cameras, and it's a prison, an open air prison. If they can get these 15-minute cities,
we're building our own prison because we're embracing the technology which allows it. We are literally building our own prison right now.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've heard Aman Jabi talk about, and some other people too, Robert Rayfolt, maybe both have said something about, we're going to have this moment in time to take this technology down or something. And, man, I don't know. They have tried some of that in places of the world, but they're just destroying a tower or two now, and I don't think that's going to – I just don't see much hope in that. We're going to have to win this battle out in the open with common sense and not complying. I mean, it's our compliance that is the product these people are selling. They're selling it to the ones that make the money. They're selling it to massa. You know, that's what they're doing to us.
Yeah, and when you get down to it, it's really not just this information technology either. It's the GRIN technology. It's GRIN is an acronym which means genetics, robotics, information, and nanotech.
Mm-hmm.
So if listeners were to go on the internet and just type in your search engine, communitarianism, tyranny with a smiley face, 29 minutes, you're going to get an introduction to what it is and why the lady that interviewed me here in Dallas, why she named it that, tyranny with a smiley face, communitarianism. And that's the system we're living in, where everybody that you encounter is your frenemy. F-R-E-N-E-M-Y. It's actually in the dictionary. Look it up.
Your frenemy. Okay.
That's right.
You know, I see this technology evolving, too, with like, look, all right, if I wanted, and I needed to take cash to deposit in an account, I could not get an amount of cash without having a cell phone. If I want to do a gig work for Uber Eats or something, I have to use digital facial recognition to get in and out of the thing. You know, that's technology's already here. And the stuff where they have the ride share and stuff, that these peer-to-peer platforms, that the potential for that in the hands of, you know, a political dominant, you know, it's kind of scary thinking. I don't know how they would employ all that, but I know the technology is there to turn this into a real prison, open air prison, basically. What? It's like they are able to weaponize mobs against us now. It's like the January 6th people who the BLM has mobilized flash mobs to make their life miserable. I had some of the guests on there, and that's an example of how it's being used against us as we're the enemy, and they're using it against us as our government. And
you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, there's a reason why they call communitarianism the final solution. It's called the final solution. There's a reason for it. And it's because of this tech, largely because of our embrace of this tech. Remember there was a book written in the 80s called Amusing Ourselves to Death.
I've heard the title. I've never read the book, but yeah.
Yeah, it's called by Neil. You can read it for free on the internet. It's Neil Postman, N-E-I-L, Neil Postman, you know, like a mail carrier, .org.
Mm-hmm.
He was contrasting the worldviews of Eric Arthur Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, and his mentor, Aldous Huxley. And he felt that Huxley had it right. In other words, we're going to love our slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to love it.
Brave New World. Yep. We got a brave new world here. I agree that that's they're altering us, like manufacturing our compliance, basically. And like you said, love your servitude. You are happy. You know, it's just you'll be happy. And they make you think you're happy. It's in your programming, but they'll do it with drugs, too. And with these digital addiction things, you know, that they use. It's if somebody's pumping serotonin into you and you're doing some boring thing, you're going to think it's the greatest thing ever. You know, it's like, well, hey, I love it. And it's just, you know, monotony and tyranny, too. All packaged up. And the nanotech part of it is what's scary, where they want to usher in, like you said, the transhumanism. They want to build Borg stuff inside y'all. That's what they want to do. These people are nuts. I mean, just, and you can see how well that's worked out, altering your mRNA and your genetic code. And is it making things any better? I haven't seen it. I mean, and GMO in the food the long-term effects of that are suppressed and they're bad. You know, it's just, yeah. Why use technology and knowledge for that purpose? It's just, it makes no sense to me. It's like Bucky Fuller used to propose that instead of this killingry and weaponry we use, we should turn it to livingry and help life instead. You know, if that technology, that level of technology was inverted and used to enhance life, well, it could do a whole lot of things. But these masters of war, they ain't no money in that. You know, ain't nobody got time for that. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's very frustrating, Mark. You might have heard about a fellow named Ezekiel Emanuel. He came up, he worked in tandem with people like Jonathan Gruber to write the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act that we call Obamacare. And he came up with a thing called the Duty to Die Principle. That's one of Rahm Emanuel's older brother, the smart one, okay? And you got the other brother out in Hollywood, the big-time agent, right, the human trafficker.
Yes, sir.
But he also described himself, we're talking Ezekiel Emanuel, he called himself a futilitarian. It's like that word futile combined with that word utilitarian. So you can actually.
Futilitarian.
Yep. And that's why futilitarian. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Lark, I always appreciate your calls and input, but I do have another caller I wanted to get to before the end of the show.
Yeah.
And let me pass that, give that site out again. The first one, especially the slave speak. Would you give that address again? And I'll talk with you soon, sir.
Yeah, just do a search, climateviewer.com, or simply The Anatomy of Slave Speak. It's a must read.
Okay, thanks very much, Lark. I appreciate The Anatomy of Slave Speak. And next, I have Tom in Utah. Tom, thank you for calling, sir. How are you?
Well, Steve, I was feeling really good until I tuned in. I got a judge to literally apologize to my defendant. And, of course, I'm 82, and now what I'm hearing is I'm not going to make 83. Wow. I think I hear that axiom, whatever, it says, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you're going to die with the 5G and the nanotech. There's no hope, Dave, Stephen. There's no hope.
do you think it's that bad? I mean, I heard him say that the Marburg was going to be everywhere after this test, you know, this little emergency broadcast system. And it's like, I forgot to turn my phone off, y'all. I got an Amber Alert at the same time when it came up.
Oh, like, don't you know that nanotechnology is going to do it? I don't know how we survived for these thousands, if not millions of years as human beings. I don't know. It's really depressing. See, I made it through, you know, 60 years ago, I worked in oncology up until 30 years ago. Then 30 years ago, I was the oncology victim on the table, and I changed my pattern, and I survived it. Of course, all my fellows, they can't figure out how I survived. But I'm here and healthy. I'm not Alzheimer's or demented. But
no,
what you're telling me is I'm not going to make it for another year. So I didn't tell you that, Tom.
you'll still be tap dancing when I'm long gone at your rate. You know, it's like you've got your health back, and the things that you suggested I do have really improved mine. I have to say, I feel better than I have in a long time. I hope that my mind will stay as sharp as yours and a couple other people I know in their 80s. If I get to be that age, I can get calm. I can get lost on my phone or you know that you know. But I'm glad to be here, and I don't think it's that bad. I'm saying that this technology seems to be overblown, but that's what they claim to be able to make these clones. Let me just ask you that point blank: are you aware or familiar with where they will take a RNA particle and get bacteria to create lots and lots and lots and lots of it, and they have when they have that level of clones, supposedly they could disperse it and cause the illness. Do you think that is possible?
If you go to intheair.news or tominutah.news, you'll see me there with a gentleman, Jay Bishop. He worked in virology while I worked in the other side of the lab, and he never experienced fulfillment. Now, what do I mean by that? Virology is blovia. It's bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime,
okay. This guy's who I played his video, Jonathan Cooey, and he's a biologist. He pretty much said the same thing. He said that the science was backwards, that it's exosomal biology that should be a foundation of virology instead of the other way around. And
it's the debris.
You know, they started looking at it from the wrong direction.
Yeah, virology or viruses are the debris on the freeway after the accident. It's the shards of glass.
Mm-hmm.
Did the shards of glass cause the accident, or are they the consequence of an accident? I go crazy listening to this nonsense, and people are eating and drinking and being merry, and they are dying because that is the diversion.
That's a very good metaphor you're using there with the shards of glass and stuff. But it's also, if I'm understanding molecular biology correctly, it's a little sheet of code too. You know that it's just a little bit of computer code, basically, as far as the DNA or messenger RNA is concerned. That is,
it's simply information.
Yes.
People dropped the trade towers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the instruction manual that caused the tower to drop? Or the man who read the manual and acted on the information? See, your DNA, your RNA is simply the information. Can a book replicate itself? No. You have to pick up that book and take it to a Xerox machine. You have to do the physical actions that it takes to require to reproduce it. Well, in your body, it's your nucleases, enzyme stuff, do all of that stuff. I mean, you can't create DNA or RNA without a living cell with all of its chemistry in it. And when the cell is destroyed by some pathogen or antigenic reaction, that DNA or the encyclopedia of your life program gets blown apart and sheets of paper fall out. They float through the air. They're everywhere, but they're sheets of paper. Can a piece of paper from a book ever hurt you? The answer is no.
Somebody reads instructions on it and goes and manufactures something that they use against me, maybe, but you know, another cell is not. You're saying it's not able to do that and replicate it, that it's just something else that causes the wreck, as you said. The way that Lorraine Day phrased it germs cause disease like flies cause garbage kind of thing. That analogy seems,
it seems to make
sense to me.
She was an arrogant orthopedic surgeon until her breast cancer developed, then she panicked and called me.
Thank you for calling the show. I appreciate your input, and thank you, RBN listeners. I appreciate y'all listening to me. Y'all join me on Saturday mornings for Thought Crime Live, and I will talk to you again soon. Remember, Thought Crime a Day helps keep tyranny at bay. Y'all be good to each other.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America. Let's take the medical bear.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.